KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off with high school football from last night here on KJAN, we had Atlantic on the road at Shenandoah, and the Trojans grinded out their third win of the season with a 28-7 victory. They used a strong ground game and stout defense to grab that first district win of the year. Atlantic rolled up 282 rushing yards against the Mustangs, and all four of their scores came on the ground. Tyler Moen led the team with 98 yards and 17 carries with two touchdowns. The Trojan defense was able to limit the Mustangs to just 163 yards of total offense and forced four turnovers. The Trojans turned the ball over themselves four times on four fumbles, including on their first offensive play of the game. They quickly bounced back from that mistake with a 10-play touchdown drive on their second possession of the game. Tyler Moen capped that one off with a 16-yard touchdown run. Atlantic would add two more scores in the second quarter on a 5-yard run by Moen and a 3-yard score by Zade Nicholson. The Trojans led 21-0 at half. Chase Mullinex added a 15-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, in which he drove a defender backward near the 5 and pushed his way in for the score. Connor Burt got Shenandoah on the board with a 3-yard touchdown run with 7:14 left to cap off the scoring. The Trojans improved 3-5 overall and 1-3 in Class 2A District 9. They return home to finish the season against Red Oak next Friday night. Shenandoah falls to 0-8 overall and 0-4 in the district, and they will host Kemper Catholic coming up in Week 9. In other high school football scores from last night, in Class 4A District 7, it was Abraham Lincoln 30-16 over Des Moines North, picking up their first win of the year. Urbandale topped Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 24-10. In Class 3A District 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison Schleswig 49-14. In District 2, Carroll skates by Humboldt 27-24. In District 9, Harlan was a 48-0 winner over Creston Orient Maxburg. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 42-14. And it was ADM 42-21 over Winterset. In Class 2A District 9, we mentioned Atlantic 28-7 over Shenandoah, Greene County 35-14 over Red Oak, and in a bit of a surprise, OABCIG a 47-19 winner over Kemper Catholic. In Class 1A play last night in District 8, Panorama 42-8 over ACGC. Van Meter picked up a 35-6 win over Mount Air. Clarinda was a 41-6 winner over West Central Valley. In District 9, Esack County 41-0 over Missouri Valley. Trainer 55-14 over Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute. It was Underwood 28-12 over Cherokee Washington. In Class A, District 2, it was Sioux Central 26-7 over IKM Manning. In District 9, HSTW beat Southwest Valley 32-13. St. Albert, a 52-20 winner over Nottoway Valley. Riverside 31-28 over Earlham on a last-second field goal by their quarterback and kicker, Val Andrew Shishin, as he picks up the win there for the Bulldogs on the road. Also in District 10, it was West Monona 54-34 over Logan Magnolia. Westwood, a 14-6 winner over Tri-Center. And Woodbury Central topped Lawton Bronson 14-0. In 8-player, it went District 6, East Union top Moravia 34-8. Lennox was a 40-12 winner over Lamoni. Mormon Trail top Seymour 54-28. And Southeast Warren was a 71-0 winner over Murray. In District 7, Bedford 56-16 over Essex. East Mills 54-0 over Clarinda Academy. Stanton was a 70-50 winner over Griswold. Fremont Mills topped Sydney 35-0. In District 8 play, it was Exira EHK, a 45-6 win over Boyer Valley. Cam 60-26 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Audubon was a 42-0 winner over Glidden Ralston. And Woodbine topped West Harrison 54-8. That's a look at your high school football scores there for you from last night. That does set up a few interesting scenarios here coming into the final week as we head in the final week of the regular season and then, of course, get to that quarterfinal round of the playoffs or first round of the playoffs after that. And the new RPI system will determine qualifiers beyond those district champions. And one interesting scenario is in Class 2A District 9, because we could end up with a three-way tie for the district title as OABCIG knocks off Kemper Catholic last night. Greene County already has fallen to Kemper Catholic, and now Greene County and OABCIG play in the final week of the regular season. So if Greene County were able to pull off a win there, that would end up a three-way tie. They're atop of that 2A District 9. Also, another scenario that's looking good in 8-player is the Audubon Wheelers. They're setting themselves up for a chance to get into the postseason as they beat Glidden Ralston. They have a game at Cam coming up next week that'll be an important one for them. Exira EHK still in good shape as well with their win over Boyer Valley despite the loss last week to Woodbine. Both those teams should have a good opportunity to get into the postseason. Also, Fremont Mills is setting up a district championship showdown next week with Stanton, as both those two teams were winners last night. And also, the game that we'll have for you on the radio this upcoming Friday night will be for a district championship as well. HSTW will play host to St. Albert, both those teams undefeated in the district, and of course, HSTW undefeated on the season. And we'll have that one for you from Avoca next Friday night here on KJAN. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Lorenzo Cain had three hits and the Milwaukee Brewers homered twice while taking a 6-1 lead in a 6-5 win over the LA Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Winning pitcher Brandon Woodruff worked two perfect innings and became the third reliever in Major League history to homer in a postseason game, tying the score 1-1 after Manny Machado went deep for the Dodgers. Jesus Aguilar also homered and Domingo Santana delivered a two-run single that chased losing pitcher Clayton Kershaw. New York Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius will need Tommy John surgery after injuring his right elbow during the ALDS against Boston. Manager Aaron Boone is optimistic Gregorius will spend most of next season with the club, but the team will know more after surgery. He hit .268 with 27 homers and 86 RBIs this year. Also, in college football slate today, it'll be the Iowa Hawkeyes on the road at the Indiana Hoosiers, and we'll have that one for you from Bloomington here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Pregame coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Kickoff is at 11. Iowa State is home to host 6th-ranked West Virginia this evening at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff and be televised on FS1. UNI is on the road at South Dakota this evening. That's also a 6 o'clock kick. And the Drake Bulldogs are home to take on Stetson here this afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff there at Drake Stadium. In NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas fractured his leg during practice and could miss the rest of the season. It's the latest in a string of injuries to befall the unbeaten team. The Chiefs also listed Justin Houston as doubtful for Sunday's game in New England with a hamstring injury. Safety Eric Murray is out with an ankle injury, and Jordan Lucas will start in his place. Kansas City will be at New England this Sunday night, and we'll have it for you here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Pregame at 6, kickoff just a little after 7 o'clock. Coming up on Sunday evening, and that means we will not have our regular Sunday Classics program for you. And in NBA notes, Dirk Nowitzki's debut in his record 21st season with the Mavericks won't be in the opener on Wednesday at Phoenix. Coach Rick Carlisle said Friday the 40-year-old Nowitzki will miss multiple weeks with a longer-than-expected recovery from left ankle surgery in April. Nowitzki hasn't practiced this preseason and experienced a setback when he started playing again about a week before training camp. And San Antonio Spurs point guard Derek White will miss 6 to 8 weeks after injuring his left heel in his first preseason game as a starter since replacing Jontae Murray. White was hurt during Wednesday's preseason loss to Atlanta. Murray is out for the season with a torn ACL. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.